Temptation sounding good this Sunday. We're Philadelphia's home for old school 100.3 Soulful Sunday. Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson, and Naima Turner. Her Style Groove Report has been split and separated. I've given her the whole hour. We're talking with Eagles' Malcolm Jenkins. Naima?
So, in New Orleans, you founded a nonprofit organization called the Malcolm Jenkins Foundation, which you've since extended to be of service to the youth here in Philadelphia. Tell us more about your organization.
Yeah, so the Malcolm Jenkins Foundation was started in 2010. Me and my mother wanted to really put a focus to my philanthropic efforts. I was doing a lot in the community with the Saints at the time and just some things of my own. We wanted to really pull some focus to it. And it's all centered around the underserviced youth, kids that who don't have the same opportunities that I was really provided and the experiences that I was provided by different mentors, by different stages of life, going to college, meeting coaches, just all the influences that I've gotten who I feel like have kind of made me who I am today. We want to give to other kids. So we started in New Orleans with an after-school program called Project Rewards. Mm-hmm. That's a year-round after-school program. We also give out scholarships every year. Last 3 years, we've given out $25,000 each year in scholarships. And then we branched off back home to Piscataway, New Jersey, where I'm from. We do a youth football camp every year that's free to the public. We host about 400 kids and their parents. And we give them not only just, you know, how to play football, but we educate their parents on youth safety, how to recognize and diagnose concussions, the importance of sleep and nutrition. So the kids get taught and so do the parents. And then our biggest thing is we wanted to expand our reach to Philadelphia and also Columbus, Ohio, where I went to college at. So when I got here in Philly this past July, we did a Get Ready Fest is what we call it, where we fed over 3,000 people. We did that with the partnership with Feed the Children. And that was a huge event. It was in July during Omega Psi Phi's conclave when they were here in July. So a lot of my frat brothers came out. They volunteered. We were able to feed and clothe over 3,000 people. We did that same event in Columbus, Ohio a couple months ago. So now, you know, we're moving here to Philly. We really want to start some programs and get some things going here. So we have our first fundraiser December 8th called Bowties, Blitz, and Bourbon.
Yeah.
And it's basically just, you know, a time to come hang out with me, my teammates, you know,
and drink
some good music. We got a bunch of chefs from around the city coming to prepare some food, some bourbon tasting, live music, yes, live auction. This is a real good time. It's something that we did in New Orleans that we want to bring to Philly.
And where can our listeners learn more about this event, Malcolm?
You can learn more about the event and the foundation as well, all on themalcolmjenkinsfoundation.org. You can get your tickets. You can get all the information you want. You can sign up to be a volunteer in our event. All our calendars and everything is at themalcolmjenkinsfoundation.org.
Well, we want to give a shout out to your mother, Gwendolyn Jenkins, and also to your wife, Marissa. Is Marissa correct? Mm-hmm. Congratulations to all of you for your foundation, your philanthropic endeavors in Philadelphia, in Ohio, in New Orleans. I'm glad to hear that your business is based in the United States because I'm tired of buying stuff from overseas, if you feel me. Nah, if you feel me. And we also want to shout you and your team out for winning.
Yes.
Winning.
My cousin Kareem, Cherie, and Wansel are huge fans of yours. If you could say hello to them, I'll send them this clip. They'll be very appreciative. And thank you for your diving interception at the end of the Redskins game. It was clutch. You won it for us.
Oh, yeah. Tell them I said hello. Enjoy the holidays. Much appreciated love. I love all of my fans. So tell them I said thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I'll do that. And no interview will be complete by me. You don't know me, but every guest we have, I always try to solicit. So you can send me some bow ties and some season passes for me and my cousins.
Oh, my God.
Malcolm. You never know when someone like Malcolm. Derek is just going to come out with that tackiness.
Yes.
You know, what's the word that we use for
no,
him?
Malcolm, just, I love my partner, but just keep it moving.
Yeah.
He trusts me. He makes enough money to buy your ties. Trust me on this.
Right.
Malcolm, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Malcolm. And thank you so much for stepping up the style of men's neckwear.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
You. This has been the Style Groove Report with Naima Turner for Soulful Sundays, Deanna Williams and Derek Sampson on Philadelphia's Best for Old School. Old School 100.3.
Philly's home for old school. Old school.